Hey, Peggy, this is Peter again. Is everything okay?
Yeah. No, it isn't.
What happened?
No, it isn't. I'm very upset. I got to pay out another $1,100. You can't do a $29.99 or anything like that. It always takes me thousands of dollars. And I don't have that kind of money. I'm investing way too much in this website already.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go.
So what?
Okay,
actually, what was of like? What was the charges of $11.99 which Chase told you? What was that
for? It was some kind of migration thing to go to Google, and I don't want it to. I don't give a shit about Google. You know, I just want my website out there. And it's like I've had enough. I want this. I want this to go live, and we're calling it quits, and that's that.
Okay. No, I completely understand your concern, Peggy. That's not a problem. Okay. However, even if you make your website live, okay, and what's the point of being live if the website is not available on Google? And this is the protocol
I don't care about Google. You don't understand. I don't need Google. You're trying to make me into this big business that I'm not. And I don't have the capacity to handle any business, more business than they could give me. If that's not the point. The other thing is that I'm tired of every time I have to do something with you, it costs me another $1,000. And I'm really ticked off about that. This website, as far as I'm concerned, not worth the $3,000 I put in it.
Okay.
I know you guys got to get paid, and you got your work, your work and everything. I understand that. But the whole point is that this was not what I was expecting today. And all this work that I put in it and you put into it, it's like, no. I'm not doing another thing until you get the other changes changed, and I just want the website to go live, and we'll just call it quits. I have several questions. When it does go live, what happens to my old website?
Obviously, if that's on the same domain name, that your previous website will be replaced with the new one.
All right. So when they put Word that's going to be gone.
Exactly.
All right. Now, anytime that I want to add anything as far as any information from my suppliers to put on the website, I have to contact you.
Yeah, you can just simply contact me. You have the maintenance plan with us, so you can just simply contact me, and I'll be available. I'll be doing the further changes for you.
Okay, so I can't do it myself.
You can do it yourself, too. I can send you a video, which is made by the developers, and they can guide you on how to do the changes. Okay, however, still, if you have any confusions on the back end, you can give me a call, and I can do the changes for you.
All right. Now, because that's going to be an ongoing thing, because as these offers come in, they're so long, and then you don't have to take it down and everything, and that's why I stopped trying to put them on now because we're getting ready for a season change.
Okay. No problem.
So
in the future, too, if your plans or offers change according to the seasons or according to the pricing and everything, that's not a problem. We can do the changes for you in the future, and that's not a problem.
Okay.
And even if you have any confusions on the back end, you can do your changes by yourself, too. Otherwise, you can give me a call. I'll be available, and we can do the changes for you in the future, too.
Okay. All right. Now the other where's that thing at? All right. On the changes that we talked about, that you're going to do that personalized itinerary, you've got to put my little logo on there. Germany's going to be gone. There's a picture that is on the that scrolls down at the bottom that has reviews. Okay.
Yeah.
That I told you that one picture is wrong. The picture of Germany. It's not Paris.
Exactly.
And then the pictures that I'm sitting with the people, that's kind of washed, so that needs to be
squeezed. Yeah. Are you on the contact us page or on the about us page?
I was on the homepage.
Okay, so on the homepage you see your picture. On the homepage, where do you see your picture?
No, what picture? The picture where it is. It's like under.
The picture which you're telling me that it's squeezed.
Yes, it says Jackie and Jerry Matt Crawford. Can I also ask you to put J&J, St. Peter's, Missouri? I don't want to put their name on there.
Okay.
and see how the picture's kind of, you know, warped a little bit.
Mm-hmm. However, Peggy, the picture which you're telling me and which you're sitting with the two other persons, actually that is in a vertical format, and the testimonials are running in a horizontal format. And that's the reason it's getting stretched.
Okay, well, I can look for another picture for that later.
Okay. However, Peggy, if you can please hold on the line, I can have a word with my costing manager, okay? And I can have a word with him, like, what's the best we can do for you regarding the migration plan?
No, I don't want to hear any more sales pitches. No more sales pitches. No, we're done.
Okay.
Sales pitches.
No problem. Then I'll work on the rest changes, okay? And I'll get back to you by tomorrow. So if you wish to go live by then, we can go live, and we can work on the further changes in the future.
Okay. The thing is under gallery, none of those pictures have been changed.
On the gallery?
Just take that. The gallery. Yeah, none of the pictures have been changed.
Okay.
Let's just take that out because it's not, I don't need it. Because the gallery is down on the bottom of every page.
Okay, no problem. Then I'll go through the emails which you sent me, and whatever picture needs to be updated, I'll go ahead and update those pictures too on the gallery section. I'll work on the homepage section too, and by tomorrow I'll get back to you, and from there we can move forward.
All right, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.